This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New orders from President Trump to freeze federal grants, loans, and other aid. CBS's Paula Smolinski has details from the White House.
Late Monday, the Trump administration issued a sweeping temporary pause on all federal finance assistance. This forces federal agencies to suspend payments to programs, except for Social Security and Medicare, until a review of each program is complete. The pause would include the disbursement of all federal loans and grants and potentially cause disruptions to programs such as SNAP food aid.
President Trump has issued another order eliminating diversity programs in the armed forces and setting in motion a future ban on transgender troops.
I order the end to all of the lawless diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense policies across the government and all across the private sector and the military.
He's also ordered thousands of service members discharged for refusing to get vaccinated against COVID reinstated with back pay. Immigration officials say they made 956 arrests in raids across the country over the weekend, some in Texas. Claudia Yoli Ferla heads the grassroots group Move Texas.
We've seen countless of executive orders over the last week that we know have one sole mission, right, which is to essentially separate families with the purpose of instilling fear in immigrant communities.
Both NASDAQ and S&P futures are higher this morning after news about China's DeepSeek AI bot, which uses cheaper chips and less data, turned Wall Street upside down. CBS News contributor J.D. Durkin.
Investors see this as a threat because NVIDIA and Microsoft, they're spending tens of billions of dollars on artificial intelligence and the data centers necessary to power it.
The state of Minnesota has reached a settlement with the last of three insulin manufacturers, Novo Nordisk, in a lawsuit over high prices, blamed for the deaths of several people with diabetes who resorted to rationing their medication. National Diabetes Ambassador Quinn Nystrom.
How does a regular, just working class person afford to stay alive? We're talking about in the United States of America. That's crazy.
The drug companies agreed to cap insulin prices at $35 a month. New trouble for an NBA star.
Butler to spin.
CBS News has learned the Miami Heat are suspending forward Jimmy Butler for walking out of a shoot-around before Monday's game against the Magic. Butler's been pushing for a trade, but his hefty price tag's been getting in the way. It is his third suspension this year. NASDAQ futures up 144. S&P futures ahead 23. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County isn't the only place Microsoft is building in the area. The tech company is expanding its footprint in southeastern Wisconsin with a new 240-acre land purchase in Kenosha. They're already working on a $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. The Kenosha investment, announced in a joint statement from Governor Tony Evers and Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala, is located just off the interstate near 142. The Mount Pleasant project alone is expected to create 2,000 direct jobs and 2,300 construction jobs this year. Everyone knows it's windy, and to prove it, there's an alert. A wind advisory will be in effect later today with 20 to 30 mile per hour winds and gusts up to 50. The National Weather Service says that could lead to flying debris and fallen tree limbs. We'll have the latest on the windy warm-up coming in the forecast. A 14-year-old Kenosha boy who admitted to bringing fake guns to an elementary school to scare kids has been sentenced to 1 year in a juvenile detention program. A judge yesterday ordered the teen to participate in the Racine Juvenile Detention Rise Up program, which aims to promote positive behavior change. The threat caused a lockdown at Roosevelt Elementary and schools across Kenosha last November. And in a move towards addressing housing needs, Pleasant Prairie leaders have approved another development. The Inspire Prairie Springs apartment development is a massive 710-unit project set to transform the vacant property near the Premium Outlets. The development is valued at $185 million. It'll be built in two phases. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs were probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Dre were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believed get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine today, mild but windy. A high of 43, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy, lows near 30. Not as breezy on Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Summertime, we went to a bunch of fairs. It's amazing how your perspective on fairs changes. Because as a kid, you're like, the fair, there's a fair. As an adult, you're like, that looks dangerous. Are they cooking in that truck? We used to go to the fair to see the biggest pig in the county. Now we go to the fair to be the biggest pig in the county. Some of that food at fairs, it's ridiculous. Deep fried Oreos, okay. Deep fried Twinkies, maybe. Deep fried butter, no.
You know, occasionally you'll eat a stick of butter. What if we deep fried it?
No. It's wrong. I mean, it's delicious. But it's wrong. There's no health inspector at the fair. That's why they can do that. Because everything at the fair is very temporary. Meaning when the cops come, they can leave. And some of those rides don't look safe. I'll just let my kids go first. No sense in us all dying. But you never want to be judgmental at the fair. You're always like, you know what? I'm sure this ride's fine. You know, I'm sure the guy running the ride, he's probably a structural engineer. We don't know. That's probably how he lost his arm. You know?
Get it wrong and still Beatles from 1966. We can work it out. Local news, Tablet Hits here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen at 610. Good morning. Looking for increasing cloudiness today with a high near. You might want to sit down for this one. 45 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 32. Sunny tomorrow. Highs near 40. I'm not going to say winter's over. I would never say that in January. But it looks like winter's over. Clear right now, and 27 degrees here at Radio Park. Well, file this under You Are What You Eat. A Florida man's hands, feet, and elbows turned orange when he went on a crazy, extreme carnivore diet for 8 months, ate only hamburger, meat, cheese, and full sticks of butter. Where did he get that diet from? He told them he had lost some weight and was feeling really good. But when they checked his cholesterol, it was over 1,000. Now, to put that in perspective, anything over 200 is dangerous. This guy had 1,000 in his cholesterol count. They didn't say how he's doing now. Hopefully he, you know, started eating some vegetables for a change. Who gave him that crazy diet, huh? All right. Classics 4, Dennis Yost and his group. It's spooky at WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say,
Tamla sits at WRJN 613. Good morning. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 45. Right now clear in 27 at Radio Park. All right, warmer weather's coming, a little bit warmer. And you start to think, oh, picnic time, right? Well, before you start planning your summertime picnics, listen to this. Processed meats like bacon, hot dogs, sausage, and ham increase the risk of cognitive decline and dementia by 13%. That's even among people who average just 0.25 servings per day. Talk about ruining a picnic. I think I'm in trouble anyway with those kind of numbers. It's 614, local news, timeless hits. Only here at WRJN, 99.9 FM Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere.
Time is on my side. Free, but you come, and I said you would, baby. You
You're waking up to the Stones. Time is on my side. 617 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Today, increasing cloudiness. Highs near 45 degrees. That should wipe out all the snow. And by the way, I got my car cleaned the other day. I leaving the radio station yesterday, a big thing of bird poop on my windshield. I finally got the windshield, the whole car clean. I got bird poop on it 24 hours later. Partly cloudy. I know there's worse things in the world. It just kind of ticked me off. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 32. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 40. Right now clear. 27 degrees at Radio Park. So this woman in Alabama gave birth in a Krispy Kreme parking lot. This happened on Wednesday of last week. She and her son Dallas are doing great. Krispy Kreme is giving them free donuts for a year. That should start the kid's health off to a good start, huh? And offer to throw him a birthday party every year until he's 18. Yeah. When I see the first few, I'll believe it. 617 at WRJN. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live. How noble? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about, then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner.
See you
on on your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
To have their day, and don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime? Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. I once found love just like you. Somebody sometime, but everybody can put. Everybody's got to lose somebody sometime, so take care that you don't lose your heart. Take my advice and you'll always find, and you'll be happy all of the time. Take my advice and you will see, you'll be happy as you can. To have that day, and don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime? Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. You'll never part. Listen, people.
Hermits, Hermits. Don't forget, you can win tickets to Hermits, Hermits. Listen today, 10:45 a.m. For the interview that we're going to hear on the radio. So be listening. Dan Marcus is going to, I don't know what I was going to say, Kurt Bowman. Dan Marcus is going to play it. Then listen back later after 2 o'clock to Kurt Bowman and recall what that interview is about, some of the highlights, and you can win the tickets. To go see Hermits, Hermits and the Association coming up at the end of the month in Genesee at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. Should be a lot of fun. Hey, a 20-year-old pizza guy in Indiana went viral on TikTok after he walked a half mile in a snowstorm to bring someone a pizza. They only tipped him $2. Shame, shame. But it ended up earning him the biggest tip ever because a cop named Richard Craig saw him walking and posted the video of him walking. He was so impressed with the work ethic, he started a GoFundMe page to get him a real tip. Last we checked, the tip was up at $40,000. Shame, shame on those people who only give him $2 for getting the pizza in a snowstorm. Shame, shame.
I hear something saying. Chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. The men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, chain gang.
see my woman, whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Sound of the men working on the chain.
Sam Cooke, King Gang. Love that sound. 627 local news time. This is WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 45 right now. 45. Let's not blow over that temperature. 45. Clear tonight. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 32. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 40. Right now it's clear and 27 degrees at Radio Park. Don't like long flights? Don't like flying much? Well, try this one. The world's shortest commercial flight is between two islands in northern Scotland. The flight is 1.7 miles. The official time is 2 minutes, but it takes closer to 47 seconds for the flight. So my question is, really, what can go wrong in 47 seconds, huh? It's 628, local news, Tamless Hits, WRJ, and I want you back with the Jackson 5. Tamless Hits, WRJN, and it's time for moron news before we get to the real news. An elementary school principal in Florida arrested after throwing a massive kegger with plenty of booze, where the guests included an elementary school teacher and more than 100 students at the school. The principal was charged with child neglect, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and holding an open house party. And by the way, the teacher also hit with similar charges. Both have been placed on administrative leave. But I want to know this. What the heck were these two thinking, huh? It's 6:31. Let's check news in the morning at WRJN. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There will be other ways to honor Laurel Clark. That's what Racine Unified leaders are saying after deciding to keep Red Apple, Red Apple. The plan to rename the school after the local hero astronaut officially went to rest last night after a school board vote.
Red Apple will keep its name as it moves to a new location and expands to include middle school grades. Laurel Clark was a Horlick High School graduate who died in the 2003 Columbia Space Shuttle disaster. We've known a data center is coming to Kenosha. Now we know Microsoft is behind the effort. The tech company is already underway with a $3.3 billion effort in Racine County. The land bought by Microsoft in Kenosha is on the west side of the I at 142. The coroner in Lake County has some tough words for officials at a Waukegan hospital. Lake County Coroner Jennifer Bannock criticized Vista Medical Center and its parent company after the death of 28-year-old Chelsea Adolphus. She was found unresponsive on the hospital's roof last week and later died of hypothermia. Adolphus was admitted for alcohol rehab. She was discovered after being locked out on a second-floor roof for nearly 7 hours. The coroner says there are serious safety concerns at the hospital, including the lack of door alarms. She's calling for immediate accountability and improved safety measures at the hospital. With temperatures on the rise, Racine County's sheriff is trying to throw attention to the ice danger. In one incident over the past weekend, two people fell through the ice on Browns Lake while riding a UTV. A few hours later, three people were rescued from Wind Lake after their UTV became submerged. Sheriff Christopher Schmeling is urging people to exercise caution when going out onto frozen water. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You know, there appears to be more and more potential in the carbon market for Wisconsin agriculture. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Today, a conference to try to bridge the communication gap. That's next.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up seed treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Today in Madison, the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin hosting a carbon credit conference to try to make sure that farms understand the language of the industry. Cassandra Strupp, Program Manager for Professional Dairy Producers, says this conference is designed to get farmers and carbon credit marketers all on the same page language-wise.
I mean, we got everything under the sun going on our farm, and then you're adding one more thing, which isn't powerful, and it's going to have a great value to our business, but make sure that we're talking the same thing, especially when it comes to like contracts and making sure we're doing better for the industry. So I think definitely from the producer side, or if I'm putting my own hat on as I go out in the barn every day too, is, am I saying the right thing? Am I speaking the same thing? So when I have those important discussions, we're truly moving forward and we're on the same page.
Cassandra Strupp, Program Manager with the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, hosting a Carbon Credit 3.0 conference today in Madison at the Sheraton Hotel. They'll take door registration. Go to pdpw.org and you'll find more details there. And the grant period opens February 3rd for the next round of Dairy Business Builder Grants. It's administered by the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance to small and medium-sized dairy farmers, manufacturers, and processors that apply for the funding. Could get reimbursed up to $100,000 in your grant. Find more details online at the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association website or ours, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine today, mild but windy. A high of 43, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy, lows near 30. Not as breezy on Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
The sun's rising, the
favorite show actually follows cops every week. It's America's Most Wanted. Oh, my God. That is the most wanted people in America. I'm a huge fan. Do you watch that? They're asking for our help. You got to watch it. If you're a big fan, you know it was, what, 4 weeks ago? They had that guy on there going all around the country, robbing all those convenience stores, beating the hell out of the clerks. I was watching that. I'm on the road like 200 days a year. I figure, I got a shot of catching this punk, you know? And it was cool, too. A week after I see that episode, I pull into this convenience store. I'm getting out of my car. I see that same guy I saw in America's Most Wanted coming out. And I freak, right? My heart's pounding. I knew what I had to do. I ran over there. I tackled him. I'm hitting him. I'm holding him down. The police showed up. And they arrested me. Apparently, they use actors. For those reenactments on TV.
California Dreamin'. It's 640 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and AM 1400 everywhere. Looking for increasing cloudiness, highs near 45 today, partly cloudy, lows 32 tonight, sunshine with a high near 40 tomorrow. I love the words 40, love that. Clear 27 degrees now at Radio Park. Well, I got a new study here. They show that attractive people land better jobs and higher salaries. People rated as attractive were 52% more likely to land prestigious positions. That explains where I am today. That explains it all to me. I was wondering why I didn't get one of those positions. Here come the Beatles from A Hard Day's Night.
You're gone. you're gonna say you love me too.
Should have known better. 6:44, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Well, a father in China scolded his fifth grader for not doing his homework. So the kid called the cops and reported his dad's drug use. Talk about getting even real quickly, huh? Slide the Family Stone. WRJN, local news and timeless hits at 6:44. Right here on your Tuesday morning. Timeless hits at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 45, clearing 27 degrees now at Radio Park. You know the WRJN plays the timeless hits. And now as Valentine's Day sneaks up on us, we'll help with some timeless gifts too. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts Giveaway. We'll set one lucky winner up with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers are covered by Sunnyside Florist in Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth is satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. The all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. Had a great concert night with Herman Servitz and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. Now, how do you win? Simply enter at any one of our sponsor locations. We'll choose the winner at random coming up Monday, February 10th, and call the winner with details. You can stop in at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. They're at 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. And the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha at 57th Street. Timeless Hits at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Excuse me, 57th Avenue. Timeless Hits with Timeless Gibbs from your Valentine. Ah, that's us, WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest. You know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Linda Scott, I've told every little star. It's 6:53, local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Coming up a little after 7, we're going to talk about downtown Racine. We're not going to talk about the events. We're going to talk about what stores there are downtown Racine. A lot of people haven't been there lately. We're going to fill you in. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation is going to join me. Hey, if you forgot your phone at home today, you'll be pulling your hair out by lunchtime. A poll found we can now survive only 5 hours, 11 minutes before we go crazy. The poll found the average adult uses their cell phone for a total of 3 hours, 34 minutes a day. Without it, 38% said they feel totally disconnected. 27% feel isolated. 25% would immediately feel lonely. I got news for you. If I leave my phone at home and I'm in the car driving, I have a panic attack right there. It's like, call 911. I can't believe it. All my life, I lived without a cell phone. Now I can't live without one. Hey, don't forget, this is the week we're giving away the Herman's Hermits and Association tickets here on WRJN. Listen today, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday mornings at about 10:45. Dan Marcus will play clips of his interview with Herman's Hermits lead singer Peter Noon. Remember what they talked about, because sometime after 2 o'clock, Kurt Vollman will ask you to call him and tell him the main point of the interview. Now, if you're the first person to recall that, you win the tickets. Herman's Hermits, with the association playing all of their timeless hits, Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. All this fun from WRJN. And speaking of the association, look at this coinkydink. 6:54, increasing cloudiness today with a high near 45. Right now we've got some sunshine out there. 26 degrees right here at Radio Park. And by the way, it's windy. Listen this afternoon, actually this morning at 10:45 for Dan Marcus and his interview with Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits. Remember what they talked about, because later in the afternoon after 2 o'clock, Kurt Vollman will ask you to call in and tell him the highlights of that interview. And you can win yourself a pair of tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the association at the Genesee Theater at the end of the month. All right, 60% of Americans said there aren't enough hours in the day. The average person needs 28 hours each day. Now, if we had that time, 34% said they'd spend it doing household chores. 20% would use the time for extra sleep. That's a crock. You know what you'd be doing with it? You'd be on your cell phone the whole time if you had that extra time. Here come the Temptations now at WRJN with...
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the beat. You know you could have been a broom. The way you smell so sweet. You know
said to WRJM of the Temptations. Is it okay to ask your friends to help you to move? Someone tweeted, and this is trending now, after they said full-fledged adults should never ask and should always hire movers. Don't ask your friends to move. An online poll said 54% said that's fine to ask friends to do it. So what do? Ask a friend to come over and say, listen, could you pick up that sofa and move it? I'm going to get some lunch. I'll be back in about 3 hours. Make sure it's all done. 7 o'clock on the noggin now at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News